Isaiah chapter 43, we're going to read verse 1, verse 2, and then verse 10 and verse 11. A great word of encouragement is this passage of God's word. The Lord saith, "But now thus saith the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name, thou art mine. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee, and through the rivers they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee." Verse 10, "Ye are my witnesses, saith the Lord, and my servant whom I have chosen, that ye may know and believe me and understand that I am he. Before me there was no God formed, neither shall there be after me. I, even I, am the Lord, and beside me there is no Savior." Amen. And we know God will add a blessing to this reading from His holy and His precious word. Whenever the God saves a man, a woman, or a young person, it's a start of a life following, serving the Lord Jesus Christ until we reach heaven, until we reach home. No wonder the hymn writer penned the words, "It's not an easy road we're traveling to heaven, for many are the thorns on the way." You know, the unsaved, the ungodly think that, well, I've been a Christian life, it's an easy life. It's a life where you just go to church and you say your prayers and you read your Bible and everything's all right. But you know, day by day we find the devil is attacking the people of God. That's why the hymn writer penned it, "It's not an easy road we are traveling to heaven." And we find at times in our life that the devil attacks the people of God. And at times we often question, "Why, Lord, am I going through this situation? Why am I going through this problem, Lord?" And so often we wonder, "Why, Lord, this has happened to me?" And maybe there's a child of God in God's house tonight, and recently you have felt the attacks of Satan, and you felt discouraged, and you felt down, and perhaps you have felt right down in the valley. And as you look along that valley, there doesn't seem to be any light at the end of the tunnel. And sometimes when we sit there with the tears in our eyes, when the tears in our pillow, when we're all alone, when we're crying to God, "Oh Lord, where are you when I want you?" But what we realize is that the Lord is with us at our right hand. There's never a problem that we get through. There's never a circumstance that we can come into our lives that the Lord is not with us every step of the way. Do you remember that day and hour you get saved? The Lord gave you a promise, "I give unto my sheep eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any pluck us out of his hand." Do you see that day you get saved? The Lord put his big hand of omnipotence into your hand, and he'll take you until you reach the glory land. Have you ever took a child across a busy road, and you've held that child by the hand, and you brought that child safely until you got to the other side? And that's what the Lord does to his people. No matter what circumstances you meet in life, no matter what trials you go through, the Lord will be with you every step of the way until you go through the gates of the New Jerusalem, singing, "Washed in the blood of the Lamb." You know, child of God, there's not a circumstance that you and I go through in our lives the Master hasn't been there before you. You and I have lost loved ones, and we had the tears in our eyes. And do you remember the Lord Jesus Christ lost a loved one, Lazarus? The Word of God says Jesus wept. He wept over a loved one, a brother in the Lord that had gone to be into eternity. And people sometimes, when they're agonizing in pain and you're sore in your agony, and I often think of the Lord Jesus Christ there in Calvary. Look at the pain, the agony, the torment that he endured for each and every one of us. And sometimes in our lives, a Christian friend turns their back on us and they walk away and we feel hurt and discouraged and down. And yet the Lord Jesus Christ there in Gethsemane's garden, the disciples turned their back and walked away from him. Remember Peter, Lord, I'll even die for you, Lord. And yet Peter denied the Lord three times, and the cock crew thrice. And Peter went out and wept bitterly. There's not a circumstance in your life and my life that we go through that the Lord hasn't been there before us. He knows the feeling of our infirmities, and the Lord's with us every step of the way. We read that verse, when thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee, and through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. Remember, Moses led the children of Israel out of Egypt. He was taking them into the promised land. But then they come to the Red Sea. They couldn't go forward because of the sea. When they look back, Pharaoh and his army were coming after them to kill them. They couldn't go to the right hand or to the left because of the mountains. And they murmured against Moses and they murmured against the Lord. Look, you brought us out of Egypt. Would have been better standing. You brought us into this place to kill us. But you know, God is always an answer. God is always a plan, child of God, although at times we can't see it. And Moses lifted up the rod, and that sea went up in two great walls on either side. And the Lord sent the wind, and God's people went across, and they reached the other side. God's people were despairing. Lord, you brought us here. We're going to die, Lord. And then the Lord brought the sea down upon the Egyptians and killed God's enemies. You know, child of God, sometimes God, the enemies put their hands on God's people. But woe betide anyone that puts a hand on the child of God because they're putting their hands on God himself. We are part of the body of Christ. Have you ever been down to the seashore as the tide has went out and the sand's wet and there's puddles all around it? But you know, the children of Israel, the Word of God says that they went over in dry land. The ground was dry before them. God brought them over in the victory side. And child of God, whatever circumstance you're going through, if you trust on Him and you lean on Him and you maybe don't understand the reason why you're going through this trial, you know the Lord will bring you through in the victory side. God has always a plan for His people. Sometimes we can't see it. Sometimes we can't understand it. But you know something, we'll understand it better by and by. Hard to understand at times. But Jesus knows all about our struggles. He will guide till the day is done. But then the second part of that verse 2 says, When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. King Nebuchadnezzar raised up an image of gold. He says, at a certain time of the day, when you hear the sound of the harp, sackbut, and all the musical instruments, you gotta bow down before this idol of gold. If anybody doesn't bow down, they're going to be put into the burning fiery furnace. The three Hebrew children, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, three men of God, and they said, we're not going to bow down to this idol. We are going to serve. We are going to worship the living and the true God. And at a certain time of the day, the music sounded, and everybody ran out and they bowed down to this god of gold, and everybody paid obeisance to it. But the people noticed Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they're not bowing down. And they went to Nebuchadnezzar and said, listen, did you not say if anybody didn't bow down to that idol, they'd be cast into the burning fire? Those three Hebrew children, they're defying you, O king. They're defying you. And the king gave the command. Heat that furnace seven times more than it was wont to be heated. And they grabbed the three Hebrew children and they brought them to the edge of the burning fiery furnace, and those that led them were consumed by the flame. That's what I say to the world. Never put your hand upon a child of God, because you'll suffer the consequence. But the two Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they put them down into the burning fiery furnace. They thought that was the end of them. But you know, God's in control. Praise his holy name. And the king came, and he looked into that burning fiery furnace. He says, lo, we put three men into the furnace. I see the fourth one, and the fourth is like the Son of God. The Lord Jesus Christ went right into that burning fiery furnace. When they brought Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego out of that burning fiery furnace, there wasn't a hair of their head singed. There wasn't the smell of smoke upon them. And God brought them through in the victory side. You know, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they could have compromised. They could have took the easy way out. You know, they could have said, listen, this is only for a few weeks. It'll all be forgot about, and then we'll go back to serving the living and the true God. But no, they took their stand for God. And you see, through their obedience to God, God brought a king and a heathen nation to serve the living and the true God. We've a great God. We've a sovereign God. But you know, sometimes in work, sometimes in our families, we're asked to compromise. Listen, if you do this, it'll not really matter. But if you honor God, God will honor you. I wasn't going to say this, but as many of you know, I used to be an Ulster bus driver. One night it was finished about 7:15. There's about three or four other fellas, other bus drivers, finished the same time. And I said to me, Sammy, listen, we're going down to the pub for a few drinks. Do you want to come down with us? And you can have a wee orange or a wee Coke. I just said, no. No, because I believe if you honor God, God will honor you. Listen. I could have went and had a Coke or an orange and all the rest of it. But word would have got around. Did you hear about Sammy Davidson? He was at the pub with us. And my testimony would have been destroyed. My testimony would have been ruined. And it's so easy to compromise, and it's so easy not to go God's way. But you know, if you honor God, God will honor you. And you can read time after time in the scriptures when men of God took their stand for God and how God honored them and how God blessed them and how God took them up and used them mightily for your great honor and for his great glory. I praise God for the great men and women of God at the early days of the Free Presbyterian Church. They knew what it was to count the cost, to stand up for Jesus and be a soldier of the cross. It cost Dr. Paisley in the early days and many of our ministers, it cost them an awful lot to stand up for the Lord. But if you honor God, God will honor you. No matter how hard it is, no matter how difficult it is, no matter how the enemy screams and flies at you, you honor God, child of God, and he will honor you. Even in our families at times, you have to take your stand. And so often they don't like it. But you know, child of God, if you honor God, he'll honor you and he'll bless you and he'll be with you every step of the way. And if you're in the valley in this meeting, you can't see any light at the end of the tunnel, you lean on the Savior and he will bring you through in the victory side. There was a Christian businessman and he had a young woman, a Christian girl, that worked with him. And he says to her, now here's what we're going to do to get a wee bit of more money. He said, I want you to cook the books. I want you to fiddle the books and everything will be all right. She says, no, I can't do that. I'm a Christian. Well, he says, if you don't do that, I'm sacking you. And he did. But this unsaved businessman, he was talking to a Christian businessman. And this Christian businessman said to this unsaved businessman, you know, he says, I find it hard to get good staff. He says, I can't get a good girl to work for me. He says, I know a girl. And he told her about that girl that he had sacked. And he phoned her. And she got a better job in her eyes and all the rest of it. That's what I'm saying. You honor God, he will honor you. May Lord bless these few wee thoughts for his honor and for his glory.